This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The next question we have, Brother Ajfar, I hope I pronounced that correctly. Brother Ajfar emails and says that he has been told that eating shrimp and squid is not allowed. And so he is saying, well, how come some Muslims eat it and some Muslims don't eat it?
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
So this is a very nice, succulent, juicy question. I'm not going to joke about seafood because I see food and I like seafood, but I'm not going to joke about that, even though I just did. We're going to go answer the question very simplistically. Dear brother in Islam, the majority of madhabs allow all types of animals that come from the ocean. And this is something that the Maliki school, the Hanbali school, and the Shafi'i school is very explicit on. That these three madhabs, they say anything that lives in the ocean permanently, we're not talking about that which is half ocean, half water, anything that is predominantly in the water, by ocean we mean even rivers and lakes, any body of water, any animal that its primary existence is in the water, according to these three madhabs, they are allowed unconditionally, unless there is a poison in it that will harm you, unless there's something in it that's going to physically harm you. Otherwise, every animal from the water is allowed. And the beauty of this is that by unanimous consensus, all the madhabs say that you do not need to slaughter such an animal. You do not need to, you know, find it alive and then cut it like you have to do to the hunted animals. No, you may find it, you know, dead. You may catch it and simply take it out of the water. And its death is its proper procedure for slaughtering. And so simply by taking the fish out of the water, whoever does so, and that's why even if you strict dhabiha, you may eat seafood wherever you go. Because it doesn't matter who caught it, how it was caught. All seafood is the default, is that it is halal. Now, what is the evidence that these scholars say about this issue? What is the evidence that all seafood is halal? So they have a number of evidences. Primarily, there's a famous hadith and a famous verse of the Quran. Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 96. Allah says in the Quran, أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ صَيْدُ الْبَحْرِ وَطَعَامُهُ مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِلسَّيَّارَةِ. That the catch of the ocean, Saydul Bahr, notice the wording used, Saydul Bahr, you throw a net into the ocean and you take that net out, that is Saydul Bahr. So Allah is saying that the catch of the ocean, all of it is permitted for you. And also even for the one in Ihram. Now, the one in Ihram cannot hunt. You should know this, that when you do Hajj and Umrah and you wear the Ihram, you are not allowed to go hunt animals. However, Allah allows the ocean traveler, if you're in Ihram and you're in the ocean, right? So you're going from India to Hajj, let's say, right? And you are in the ocean, you're allowed to hunt fish. And you're allowed to eat anything that comes from the water. So Allah is saying, أُحِلَ لَكُمْ صَيْدُ الْبَحْرِ وَطَعَامُهُ مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِلسَّيَّارَةِ. That all of this is permitted for you. So the scholars say, when Allah said, صَيْدُ الْبَحْرِ, the catch of the ocean, this means any animal that lives in the water, it is halal for us. And so this includes shrimps and squids and eels and octopus and all types of animals. It is halal. No exceptions. Now, there's also a hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala reported in Abu Dawood that somebody asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the doing wudu from ocean water. It's salty water, right? Can you do wudu from ocean water? And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Huwa at-tahuru ma'uhu al-hillu maytatuhu." That its water is halal to do wudu from, and it's dead. Anything that you find dead, it is permitted for you to eat. Okay, you don't even have to catch it alive. If you find it dead in the ocean, it is halal for you to eat. So, هُوَ الطَّهُورُ مَاؤُهُ الْحِلُّ مَيْتَتُهُ. Notice he said the dead of the ocean. He did not say the fish of the ocean. He said anything caught in the ocean. And that is why we have explicit statements from many of the scholars of Islam. Even the great giants, Imam Malik, for example, said, everything that lives in the ocean is edible. Everything, without exception, that lives in the ocean is edible. Even if you find it floating dead, you know, on the top of the water, you may take it, no problem. Because he said the Quran and Sunnah is very explicit on this point. And this is the, inshallah ta'ala, the correct position, is the position I follow. And it is the one that the evidences support very clearly. Therefore, according to that position, anything from the ocean, and that includes seafood and shrimp and squid and octopus and anything that comes from the ocean, lobsters, all of this would be completely permissible. Now, what is the dissenting opinion? The dissenting opinion is the Hanafi school. And the Hanafi school is not explicit on this point. There are multiple positions even within the Hanafi school. And this is something that many modern Hanafis are not aware of, except if you're, you know, the scholars well are familiar with this. But within the Hanafi school, you have both of these opinions out there. And so, for example, Al-Kasani in his famous book Al-Bada'i' al-Sana'i', and I spoke about this book in a previous lecture, and I mentioned the story of its writing now, which is a very interesting story. Al-Kasani, he says that the verse of the Quran that the catch of the ocean is halal, and the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that its dead is halal, he said that it only applies to samak or fish. And he has his evidences where he brings it, you know, they have their way of basically restricting. So Al-Kasani argues that we should not look at this verse and this hadith as unconditional. Rather, when our Prophet ﷺ is saying that its dead is halal, he means its fish are halal. And when Allah is saying that the catch of the ocean is halal, he means the fish is halal. And everything besides fish, according to Kasani, would not be allowed. And that is why he and others would say that shrimp and prawns and other, by the way, shrimps and prawns, is there a difference between the two? It depends on which you ask, which scientists you ask. And some say prawns is a type of shrimp, and some say prawns and shrimps are exactly the same. And technically speaking, prawns is a category. There's over 70 varieties of shrimp. Yes, I've done my research. And one of them is basically a type, one category, where in genus is called prawns. Point is that Al-Kasani and others would say only fish is halal, and anything else that is not fish, including shrimps, including lobsters, would be, now, is it haram? No. No Hanafi scholar says it is haram. Rather, they say either makruh tahrimi or makruh tanzihi. Okay, because again, the Hanafis have their categories. They would say it's makruh either strongly or mildly. And if it's strongly makruh, they would say, therefore, it's a bit of a sin to eat. If it's slightly makruh, there is no sin to eat it, but it is better to avoid it. So that's the difference between makruh tahrimi and makruh tanzihi. And of the evidences that the Hanafis use as well, is the verse in the Quran that يُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ, that which is filthy is forbidden. The khabith is forbidden. And they say that shrimp and lobsters are khabith or filthy, that we should not eat them. And the response is, who gets to define what is khabith and what is filthy and what is not filthy? And the majority of other, you know, civilizations and scholars and madhabs, they don't view these creatures to be filthy at all. So the notion goes, for example, you will find this in some fatwas, that, oh, the shrimp, it is like the insects or the vermins of the ocean. And the response to this is that, well, I mean, who said it's that type of like? I mean, who is going to make this comparison? In the end of the day, when Allah has said the catch of the ocean is halal, and when the Prophet ﷺ says anything that's coming from the ocean, even if it's dead, is halal, then we should stick with that. And there's no problem in, and by the way, what is also proven in this is that the Hanafi school says that fish is permitted. And by fish, they don't mean the scientific term fish. Because by unanimous consensus, a whale is permissible to eat. We know this because the Prophet himself ate one. We know this because it's hadith in Sahih Bukhari, that the Sahaba were on the shores of the ocean, and a dead whale, you know, they found a dead whale, and they cut it up, and they ate it, and they brought some meat back to Medina, and the Prophet himself ate from that. It was a whale. Now, technically, a fish is not a whale. A whale is not a fish. A whale is a mammal. And yet, it is allowed to eat. And the Hanafis also say this. So, therefore, when they say fish is allowed, the Hanafis say this, the response comes, who gets to define a fish? And that is why even many modern Hanafis, and even some earlier ones as well, they are saying that, look, when when the scholars say fish, what they mean is an animal of the ocean. It's not the biological definition of a fish. And the Darul Ifta of Egypt, which is the senior most fatwa council of Egypt, and the Egypt has a long tradition of Hanafi scholarship, the Darul Ifta of Egypt, they gave a fatwa in which they said that shrimps should be considered a type of fish, samak, they said, and they gave the fatwa that it should be allowed even according to the Hanafi madhab, and they're Hanafis in that council as well. However, you should know that the official fatwa of the Darul Uloom of Deoband, India, which is of course the main the resource of our Indian, Pakistani, Bengali brethren of the Deobandi school, that the Darul Uloom official fatwa is that eating shrimp is makruh tanzihi, that it is something that should be avoided, but it is not sinful if you eat. So that's the Darul Uloom Deoband fatwa. The Darul Ifta of Egypt, the Hanafis there say that no problem, samak is included in that as well. And you will find even many modern Hanafi scholars, and I have many Hanafi friends, muftis of the Hanafi madhab, and they have told me that in their opinion, the madhab does not prohibit makruh tahrimi. It does not make makruh tahrimi, and therefore they give the fatwa publicly that according to the Hanafi madhab, it should be allowed. But you should be aware that there are dissenting voices, and it is up to you what you want to do. But if you ask me, to me it is crystal clear that there is no evidence to forbid these items, and in fact the Quran and Sunnah is very clear, and it is the vast majority position of the Ummah, and also even within the Hanafi school we find many ulama that have explicitly allowed this. And by the way, another point that demonstrates this is that some of our early Hanafi scholars, they explicitly mentioned the eel, and they said the eel is halal to eat, for example, right? And the eel is not a fish in the sense that it is, you know, the way that it is a fish, right? So, and you'll find this even in Ad-Dur al-Mukhtar and Al-I'la al-Sunan of At-Tahanwi and others, that they explicitly mention that the fish called al-marmahi, al-marmahi, which is basically the eel, they said that this is allowed. Now, why would the eel be allowed? And it is not a fish in the technical sense. And the whale is allowed, and it's not a fish in the technical sense. And then other animals that are also there. So anyway, that's internal discussion amongst the Hanafi madhab. It's not my place to tell them what to say, what not to say. I will simply state, you're asking me the position that I would advise you, and I would say it's not a problem if you eat this, and it is the majority position of our scholars. And if you choose to follow the position of Darul Uloom Deoband, that is also fine and permissible. And inshallah ta'ala, it is a matter that both positions are in. Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. And with that, inshallah, we come to the conclusion of today's Q&A. And I will see you inshallah ta'ala next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا من أجبت دعاء نوح فانتصر وحملته في فلكك المشحون يا من أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا